Despite the positive news that 243,000 new jobs were added to the economy last month, 12.8 million people in the U.S. are still looking for one. The resume is still critical, but how about an all-out internet offensive?
Hey there. Thanks for stopping by. I created this website to serve as both a portfolio and a resume. I encourage you to take a look around.
That's Waltham, Massachusetts resident Dave Cutler, who launched the website HireDaveCutler.com. He also blogs, tweets. He created his own phone app. He uses QR codes. He's on Foursquare, the social networking site that lets everyone know where you are 24/7. And Dave joins us in the studio. Dave, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And we read about you in the Boston Globe that you've just got this full-on social media assault, really, to get your resume out. Now, you're certainly getting attention. You know, you're in the Boston Globe. You're here. But how's it going for the job search?
It's going a lot better now. I can certainly say that I've received a lot more attention as a result of the Boston Globe piece.
Yeah, but that's not social media. That's old-fashioned media.
It is. That's been one funny piece to this. There's a little bit of an irony that I've received coverage through some traditional mediums and garnered a lot more attention as a result of that.
Well, let's explain what you're looking for and how this factors into that. You'd worked at a graphics production firm. You were laid off, a lot of that going around. And now you've become a social media marketing consultant. First of all, do I understand that you went to a week-long class at Rutgers University in New Jersey that was about just this topic?
I did, yes. Rutgers now offers what they refer to as mini MBAs, which are programs that focus on a specific niche topic within a broader MBA. And I completed the program in social media marketing.
What'd you learn?
I learned a lot of the tools of the trade, blogging,
tweeting.
Here's
how to use tweets. How do you use a QR code? We've talked about QR codes in shopping. Let's say a product might have a QR code on it. You hold your smartphone up to it and you get more information about it. How do you use it?
So I have two QR codes on my resume. If somebody were to scan those with their smartphone, one would direct them immediately to my video resume, and the other would take them to a page which would enable them to download the app that I created to accompany my job searching efforts.
Which is just that much quicker than, you know, an internet address.
It's that much quicker. It's also a little bit more compelling and intriguing. I did some testing and discovered that the click-through rates were much higher using the QR codes than they were just by providing the address in the body of an email. That was actually a tip that I received from one of the instructors. I approached her during a break, and she was the one who suggested trying to use a QR code on the resume.
Right. So you're looking for a job and what it is that you're doing to get your resume out, you know, social media marketing. How do you get it out? I mean, I you know, we know how to mail letters or even email resumes to, you know, HR departments at companies. How do you further reach people, let's say, through your website?
I use the website for a few purposes. So instead of giving 12 different links of, I want you to go look at my writing samples here, and you can see my tweets here, and here are some of my blog posts, it's one-stop shopping, and I can send them to the resume. It also makes the referral process a lot more turnkey. So if I have friends or colleagues who want to recommend me to someone who works somewhere where they know of an opening, for their sake, it makes it a lot easier. And for my sake as well, because I'm often contacting people through social media channels, some of which, such as Twitter, have character limits, it enables me to shorten that process. So instead of having to compose a tweet that explains who I am and what my background is, I can say, hey, I'd love to chat. I'm interested in the opening at your company. Here's my story. And then just link to HireDaveCutler.com.
So what are you hearing?
I'm hearing a lot of positive feedback, especially since the article was published in the Boston Globe.
Go back to the old media.
Yeah, although I had definitely been building some positive momentum prior to that. I had really grown my following on Twitter and built up a much larger network than when I began this process.
This is different. This is not about getting friends. You're looking for an employer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we wondered about, we were looking at some of your tweets. Now, we all know the dangers of social media and jobs, mm-hmm. that if you know, your personal is there for everybody to see. A lot of potential employers are going to social media to weed people out. You know, the wacky photo of you drunk at some game or something. You're done. You're not going to get the job. We notice you don't entirely separate the personal from the professional in this. For instance, a couple of your tweets were about the Patriots. Here's another tweet. Fan of quality Rhode Island brewed beer and or the Patriots, Gansett Beer and Real Troy Brown 80 will be at Shopper's Cafe in Waltham on Friday night. So in some ways, a potential employer could see that as, oh my God, this guy's really into beer. In another way, you could see that as, wow, what a great way to tell your friends, you know, that this beer tasting is going on. What was your thinking in sending that out?
I think increasingly the line between personal and professional, specifically through social media channels, is blurred. The term has been coined professional. If you were to look at my Twitter bio, I specify what my professional background is, and I say I have dogs, and I tweet about that, and my kids, and that I live in Waltham, and that I'm a Rhode Island native.
In other words, I'm hearing you're not making a distinction. You have a private Twitter, and you don't have a private and a professional Twitter.
I don't. And in regards to that specific tweet, that obviously I am both a Patriots fan and a Rhode Island native, and I'm therefore more partial to a beer that's brewed in my home state. Gansett Beer specifically has done a great job with their social media marketing efforts, and that's something I've tweeted about once or twice in the past.
And by the way, you know, you're 34, married, two sons, two dogs, a house. You know, you also give us a little window into this world of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
This certainly makes it more fun, but how tough is that?
I'd be lying if I said it hasn't been a challenge. It's definitely been helpful to have the support of my wife and kids. It's a struggle, and I'd love to find an opportunity where I can apply these skills and grow with an organization.
Well, and it really is giving you more to do than if you were just writing up the resume and sitting there.
That's absolutely true. And one thing I will say about it is it provides a means of communicating with people during conventional work hours, whereas in the past, you might not have picked up the phone and called someone, and even via email, they may not respond until after hours. But so many people are communicating and engaging in work-related tasks on social media channels, and that's a way to be able to connect with them during the day, whereas you might otherwise have had to wait.
Yeah. Okay, this is sort of like a job interview. So there he is, Dave Cutler. He wants to be your social media marketing consultant, and he went about it by launching a full-on social media internet offensive. Dave, best of luck to you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.